Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day. I have a quick disclosure my lawyer wants me to do before we start the show. On this show, I share general information, not medical advice. I am not your doctor. And do not self-diagnose or treat based on anything you hear on this show. Now that we're done with the disclosure, let's get started.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day, and welcome to the Dr. John Day Show. This is podcast number 8, 7 reasons to have family dinner. I often work late at the hospital. Baseball practice is on Tuesday and Thursday nights. Soccer practice is on Wednesday night. On Friday nights, we have yet another activity. It can be hard to get the family together for a regular family dinner. How can we possibly get the family together for family dinner in our over-programmed lives? Welcome to modern life. Unfortunately for us, getting the family together for dinner is just half of the battle. We still struggle with keeping our younger children in their seats and engaged in meaningful conversation, let alone getting them to eat healthy and nutritious foods. So let's talk a little bit about eating home-cooked meals, and does this really help us to live longer? I recently reviewed an interesting study that was published in the Public Health Nutrition Medical Journal. This study evaluated 1,888 adults living in Taiwan and followed these people for 10 years. The key finding of the study showed that people who ate home-cooked meals on most days were 53% less likely to die over the 10 years of the study. Let me repeat this. Those who primarily eat home-cooked meals were 53% less likely to die. Not only did these people live longer by eating home-cooked meals, and they did this for 5 or more days a week, but these people were also more likely to eat vegetables, surprise, surprise, less meat, and they were more likely to walk and shop more frequently. You know, it really does take a lot of time and effort to make nutritious home-cooked meals. Well, compare that to the United States, and we are the fast food nation. According to the USDA Economic Research Service, 49% of the food dollars in the United States are spent eating fast food and other meals outside the home. Half of all the money we spend on food is spent eating out. What is that doing to our health? This is twice as much as it was even just a generation ago. Not only are we not having family together, we are also forgetting how to cook. We basically have outsourced our cooking to Food Incorporated. And for any of you who have seen that documentary, you know exactly what I am talking about. So let me give you 7 reasons to eat at home with the family. And even if you do not have kids living at home with you or you live alone, there are still significant health benefits of a home-cooked meal. So let me give you 7 reasons why we should bring back the home-cooked meal. Number 1, you will live 53% longer like we just studied, from the study. There is something magical that happens from eating real food. Real food heals the body. Real food protects us against disease and illness. So, eat at home. Have your fruits. Have your vegetables. Have your legumes, which are beans and lentils. Eat your fish. Have nuts. Have seeds. Eat real food. Number 2, your diet will be much healthier. Countless studies have shown that people who eat home-cooked meals are much more likely to eat fruits and vegetables and less processed foods. Surprise, surprise. Number 3, you will be less likely to gain weight. Eating out and gaining weight go hand in hand. The portion sizes are way too big when we eat out. The foods are horrible for our bodies. They cause all sorts of problems. They foul up our metabolism, etc. So stay away from eating out when possible. Now, I'm not saying you should never eat out with friends. No. Eating out can be very helpful, very wonderful with friends at the right restaurant, eating the right things. In general, when you eat out, just plan on knowing that your portion size is twice as big. So what I would recommend is either splitting the meal with a friend or your spouse, or as soon as the meal comes out, have them immediately box up half to take home. Now you get two meals for the price of one. And by ordering the right foods, only eating half your meal, then yes, you can enjoy the wonderful health benefits of sharing a meal with someone else. But still, I would encourage you more home-cooked meals. Number four, your portion control will be better. Your portion controls tend to be much better when eating at home. And you can even do better. Instead of the standard 12-inch plate, try a 10-inch plate. Chew your food well. Perhaps even count how many times you chew if you're one who just inhales your food. Keep the TV off. With the TV on, we lose track of what we eat. We just mindlessly eat. And then not only do we eat more at that meal, the next day we eat more because we had no cognitive remembrance of what we ate the night before. So get the TV off. Get the computer off. Don't read while you're eating. When you eat, eat. And it's best to share our meals with family or friends. Number five, you will have closer family relationships. Mealtime is a wonderful time to strengthen relationships. Strengthen relationships at home with your family members. Strengthen relationships perhaps at night with friends. Strengthen relationships with your coworkers. Never eat alone if you can. Try to share a meal and enjoy the meal. Slow down. We here in the United States tend to inhale our food. In Europe, they savor their food. In Asia, they savor their food. This is real living. Savor your food. Connect with others over healthy foods. Number six, your children will do better in school. Eating real food together as a family will give them that extra boost to perform well at school. Many, many, many studies have all shown children who have regular family dinner time do better at school. They learn faster, their grades are better. It helps them all the way around. Number seven, your children will be less likely to turn to drugs or alcohol to cope with life. Once again, those connections made at home over family mealtime will strengthen your children. They will give them the fortitude to resist whatever temptations may come at them in this life. It really gives them the tool set they need to deal with life. So just to quickly review, seven reasons why we should eat at home with the family. Number one, you'll live 53% longer. Number two, your diet will be much healthier. Number three, you will be less likely to gain weight. Number four, your portion control will be better. Number five, you will have closer family relationships. Number six, your children will do better in school. Number seven, your children will be less likely to turn to drugs or alcohol to cope with life. So that's all we have for podcast number eight, seven reasons to have family dinner. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com. Leave me a comment. What have you found that works for you? I would love to learn from you. We are still struggling with having regular family dinner in our home with these over-programmed lives that we live here in America. What have you found that works with you? How do you deal with all of the over-programming that happens with our children? I would love to hear from you. Please share your comments. Also, share your comments on iTunes. Please rate this podcast. And also, if you enjoy it, enjoy our newsletter, enjoy whatever that we have to offer, please share it with others. There are material in my newsletter that you can't find anywhere on the website, on the podcast, or anywhere else. So please sign up, and you can do that also at drjohnday.com. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to seeing you with our next podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.